programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Hello and welcome. I'm Reverend Billy here at the Earth Church, and the name of this program is Earth Riot Radio. So Earth Riot, Earth Church, Earth. We're radicals defending the Earth. We're not being very successful. That's us, our group. We feel we've got to do more, but that's also really the environmental movement generally. Now look, let's ask ourselves, what do we have to do? What do we have to do to heighten and vivify and make more effective and scary and dangerous and real, making change with our activism? We say the way to do that is to go outside, go to the earth. The earth will tell us, well, okay, let's go outside of our earth church here on Avenue C. We go outside the front door. What do we have? Behold. Immediately, we have 15 feet of just bare concrete. That's the sidewalk. Then we have Avenue C, four lanes. And then we have pavement. And then we have, on the other side, the other curb on the other side, we have another 12 feet of nothing but concrete, followed by a vertical brick wall. All right, now, glass to concrete to pavement to concrete to brick wall. A couple trees over there, but they're stranded, isolated. There's not a community of life, really. We have been unable to go outside with the help of the city, and that's the case with lots of us. A lot of us are stranded inside the sea of identical details. The monoculture is killing any possibility of being creative, effective, and really changeful. Let's work on it today. Let's work on having an environment, a place that we can go outside to. Are you with me? Let's work on that today. Here we go. Somebody give me an earth-a-lu-yah.
Earth-a-lu-yah.
Do you feel what I'm feeling?
Ah, 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 ah. Hello, welcome. I'm going to do this very vulnerable video because I have found a really powerful healing treatment that I love. It's accessible to everyone, and a lot of my friends have been asking about it lately, and I've been sharing about it, and I thought, let me just do a video of how I'm using castor oil for so many health benefits in my body.
This is the consistency we are looking for. I think it's too thin. We have to add more almond powder to it. Apply it on your face every alternative day. Keep it up to it dry and then rinse it out with water and see the results with 100% natural stuff.
To Toronto in 68. The only people who rode bicycles were kids, and mostly with those big balloon tires, and now just no end of adults use them to go to work, to do their shopping. This has only happened with a lot of encouragement from the city itself, with bicycle paths and bicycle racks and arrangements for people taking them on transit, and always opposed by automobile clubs and the usual suspects who want the roads entirely for cars. But I get hope from when I see how bicycling has burgeoned. Toronto has just, the council has just adopted a pedestrian charter which states that walking is the most sustainable form of transportation and it should be everybody's right, and that everything that's done, every planning decision that's made and so on, should take into account what it does to pedestrianization. You don't have to put the children into cars for everything, to transport them, where they can go to school in groups on their own or on bikes. It becomes the freedom that goes with that for everybody concerned. And when children latched on themselves to something active and free like skateboarding, this shouldn't be automatically disapproved of and attempts made to shoo them out of here and there. No, this is a healthy thing. And there are some places where that has been recognized, good places provided for them to do their weird skateboarding things.
Earth riots raged yesterday as thousands of tree people crossed the Hudson, establishing beachheads along the West Side Highway, planting trees, and then disappearing into the Greenwich Village area, apparently taken in by sympathetic local residents. Police are trying to keep the so-called earthers from reaching the crowds of animal humans. Animal humans are occupying the Great Meadow in Central Park as I speak. Bird people were observed by police landing in the Bronx and west from the Far Rockaways in Brooklyn. Now, the mayor has asked the administration in Washington to declare earthers as terrorists. They want them to say that parents need to keep their children home. Bird and fish and trees should not be invited into our homes. The tornado storms that have hovered over New Jersey in recent years seem to have given the fish people cover. They seized Liberty Island and Ellis Island late last night. The Coast Guard tells us they're having difficulties in approaching the landmarks with their landing vehicles. Now, the refineries on the outskirts of Newark have not been online since a three-pronged attack by bird, fish, and forest people in early April. A reporter invited to tour the facilities found the oil storage tanks covered with rare vines. Experiments in oil reclamation use fossil fuel eating bacteria. The old power plants are surrounded by armed police. However, the police are in turn surrounded by more citizens, some of them in the illegal nature costumes. Traffic jams are reported along the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway as motorists spontaneously stop their cars and perform like animals along the highway with their stereos blasting the sounds of forest bird calls or big cat growls from the African plains. Conversions are considered the work of wacky cults to some, but others see the old flash mob tradition run amok, large-scale improvisatory performances. Hundreds of vehicles have stopped in the middle of thoroughfares. Families are taking bird-like positions on the roof or on the hood of the car, soaring with their arms in wing-like gestures. Now, notable among the bird performers are the police, doing the Blue Jay Boogie, using their blue uniforms to mimic the jay. It should be noted that blue jays are aggressive birds, related to shrikes and crows, and they are known for their gang-like flocking. No arrests have been reported, however. The BQE continues its conversion to a strange interspecies biohighway.
Take care of yourself, and these may not go away, but you will manage them much, much better. But then there are others, and we'll talk a little bit more later, about cardiovascular disease and type 2 diabetes, where this is almost entirely up to you, that you can do a lot about this. Where
don't think it can be done with wishful thinking or pretty words. Think how to get examples done. And then don't hide the examples under a bushel. Trot them out. Use them for public education. Show what they mean. Everybody needs networks of other people. And it's impossible to make community and without networks.
Welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. New research suggests chimpanzees intentionally seek out medicinal plants with antibacterial and anti-inflammatory properties when they are sick or wounded. The idea of self-medicating chimpanzees has been tentatively suggested by primatologists for a number of years, as the animals are regularly seen eating plants that have no apparent nutritional value or contain toxins. To understand exactly why the apes consume these unpalatable species, the authors of the new study monitored the health and feeding behavior of 51 chimpanzees from two populations in Uganda's Budongo Central Forest Reserve. In total, the researchers identified 13 plants that the chimps seemed to seek out only when suffering from health problems. Lab tests revealed that 88% of the extracts studied inhibited the growth of pathogenic bacteria, including the six strains that make up the so-called escape group of harmful microbes that have become highly resistant to existing antibiotic medications. Record snowfall in recent years has not been enough to offset long-term drying conditions and increasing groundwater demands in the U.S. Southwest. According to a new analysis of NASA satellite data, the decline in groundwater in the Great Basin far exceeds stark surface water losses. Over about the past two decades, the underground water supply in the basin has fallen by 16.5 cubic miles. That's roughly two-thirds as much water as the entire state of California uses in one year, and about six times the total volume of water that was left in Lake Mead, the nation's largest reservoir, at the end of 2023. The diminishing water supplies of the U.S. Southwest could have consequences for both humans and wildlife. In addition to affecting municipal water supplies and limiting agricultural irrigation, it exposes the lake beds, which often harbor toxic minerals from agricultural runoff, waste, and anything else that ends up in the lakes. Wild African elephants address each other with name-like calls, a rare ability among non-human animals, according to a new study. Researchers used machine learning to confirm that elephant calls contain a name-like component, identifying the intended recipient, a behavior they suspected based on observation. Elephant and human evolution diverged tens of millions of years ago, but both species are socially complex and highly communicative. Elephants function within family units, social groups, and a larger clan structure similar to the complex social networks humans maintain. Tests on 42 cannabis products grown in California found 25 contained pesticide levels exceeding state or federal limits. Contaminants included chemicals linked to cancer, liver failure, and neurological harm, posing long-term health risks. An estimated 5 million Californians use cannabis monthly. Bayer Monsanto has lobbied Congress to include a provision in the Farm Bill that could shield it from billions in lawsuits claiming Roundup causes cancer, potentially altering pesticide regulations. The company argues that glyphosate, Roundup's active ingredient, is not carcinogenic. Bayer Monsanto aims to avoid further financial hits from ongoing lawsuits after a $10 billion settlement in 2020. In Saudi Arabia, more than 1,000 pilgrims have died while performing this year's Hajj. About 10 countries have reported 1,081 deaths during the pilgrimage, one of the five pillars of Islam, which all Muslims with the means must complete at least once in their lifetime. The Hajj, whose timing is determined by the lunar Islamic calendar, fell again this year during the very hot Saudi summer. The National Meteorological Center reported a high of 51.8 degrees Celsius. That's 125 degrees Fahrenheit this week at Islam's holiest site at the Kaaba in Mecca. The federal penalty for damaging or destroying interstate pipelines is already a felony charge, mandating up to 20 years in prison. But the gas and oil industry's proposed additions, described in executives' congressional testimony and policy briefs posted online, would widen the definition of and punishment for so-called attacks on pipelines, using vague language that could implicate a far broader set of activities used to protest fossil fuel infrastructure. Such language has already begun to make its way into the legislative effort to reauthorize the Pipeline Safety Administration as Congress decides the agency's funding and legislative mandates for the next few years. The House Energy and Commerce Committee's draft reauthorization bill, approved in March, would add, quote, impairing the operation of interstate pipelines, quote, damaging or destroying such a facility under construction, and even, quote, attempting or conspiring to do so as felony activities punishable by up to 20 years in prison. It's unclear what impairing the operation of a pipeline could entail. If interpreted broadly, climate advocates say such provisions would send activists to prison for protest and First Amendment protected activities. The industry has backed a legislative push to punish and silence its critics since major resistance to the Keystone XL and Dakota Access pipelines united communities across political and cultural divides and spurred an indigenous-led movement of water protectors. Researchers with the National Institutes of Health presented findings on a new birth control gel that suppresses sperm safely and effectively, suggesting the option is more effective than using condoms alone. Pharmaceutical companies have not yet brought male birth control onto the market due to concerns that men would be less motivated to use these methods and that women would not trust their male partners to use these forms of birth control reliably. Making male birth control options available is an important step forward for reproductive justice. The world's fossil fuel use increased by 1.5% in 2023. Reaching 505 exajoules. Developing countries, especially India, are driving this rise, with fossil fuels making up 89% of India's energy use. Renewable energy sources like wind and solar also saw growth, but not nearly enough to offset overall energy demand. Many of the strategies being developed by governments and corporations to address climate change rely on plants and forests to draw down planet-warming CO2 and lock it away in the ecosystem. But a new study suggests that carbon stored in living plants does not stay there as long as previously thought. The study emphasizes that the potential for such nature-based carbon removal projects is limited, and fossil fuel emissions need to be ramped down quickly to minimize the impact of climate change. And now the sounds of extinction. One of the rarest cats in the world, the Iberian lynx, was once on the brink of extinction. Now, thanks to intense conservation efforts, they've clawed their way back from being classed as an endangered species to a vulnerable one. According to the International Union for Conservation of Nature, the number of adult Iberian lynx has shot up from just 62 in 2001 to 648 in 2022. Iberian lynxes were once far more widespread across the Iberian Peninsula, playing a carefully balanced role in the ecosystem as predators. They have expanded their territory from just 450 square kilometers in 2005 to at least 3,320 square kilometers now. And with the help of breeding programs, the total population of Iberian lynx is now estimated to be over 2,000. And hear the sound of the Iberian lynx.
compete.
Hello, Hell Champions. Today we're going to talk about the number one way that you destroy your liver every day. And a lot of people don't know that they're doing it. And if you look at the first four letters in the word liver, it spells out live. So this really is an organ that you want to pay attention to and take good care of if you want to live.
It's usually one of you, but this time it's your choice.
The movement of the Spirit of God that has been prayed over, called down, cried over, died over, sought after. People crying for the lives of other people throughout this entire North American continent, but most especially in these territories and in these places in which we sit tonight. Centuries. People crying and dying.
There you go.
Knowing.
Girl. Yeah, yes. Can you whistle some more?
Knowing.
Can you whistle some more?
That there is there a move go. Of God beyond anything.
Oh, the Reverend again. Let's come to the end of our show. Jane Jacobs is in our hearts and minds right now. Now, she's a teacher that started our project more than 20 years ago, Salvatore D and I. Unthinkable that we would start trying to save neighborhoods without Jane's advice. And we live where she lived, in the village. That's where the Earth Church is, on Avenue C, and out here in Brooklyn. She also lived here. But she's of the rank of Octavia Butler, of Rachel Carson, of just... Name the smart ones. James Baldwin, Pablo Neruda, just name the great ones. She's of that, she's a teacher. She's such a teacher that as strange as things are right now, where success is just not something to pursue, where career strategies don't make sense anymore, where the economy is nothing but genocidal, you know, where we have to start all over again. I came from the theater movement, you know, the discipline called the theater. It's gone. No one knows what it is. It has no impact, no affect. My friends in the visual arts, they'll tell you, they're starting all over again because cultures don't exist the way they used to. Because community has to be made again by us from scratch. And the arts comes from community. It doesn't come from some skyborne jet stream called Picasso. It comes from you and me. It comes from our love, our proximity, our storytelling, our being together. Well, now here we are trying to make creative actions that shock people into having thoughts of the earth. There you go. Can I say that again? I don't think I can. Let's. But that wrapped it up. That wrapped it up. That's what we're pursuing. And we hope that you are pursuing the same thing. We hope that you're bringing people back to their birth and death, back to their bodies, back to their ecosystems, back to life. Because that is how you defeat the monoculture. That is how you defeat the white nationalist Christian neoliberal economy. That is how you come back to fulfillment. Caring about the seven generations. Gardening with souls. Your own soul. Plant your seed. Be here with the earth. Somebody give me an earth alleluia now. Do you feel it coming up? I feel that celebration coming up. All right, let's go back to the garden. Who sang that song? Was Neil Young on that record? Somebody give me an earthaloo-yah.